منهج السلف صالح لكل زمان ومكان، نور من الله عز وجل، نور من الله عز وجل.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. أما بعد، we begin this evening with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His permission, studying together some of the rulings related to one of the great pillars of Al-Islam. The pillar of As-Siyam, Ruknun min Arkan al-Islam, a pillar from the pillars of Al-Islam, the great pillars. As-Siyam, fasting, a great deed that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-Siyam is from the ibadat and the acts of worship that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's from the actions that draw one near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it is performed properly, if it is performed according to the manner pleasing to Allah, with sincerity, seeking His pleasure alone, following the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. نتفقه في ديننا ونتعلم أحكام ديننا. We seek an understanding in our religion, studying al-fiqh. And this is something that is very important. Learning how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the proper way. Learning how to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the speech that is pleasing to Him. And to leave off the speech that is not pleasing to Him. And to perform the actions that are pleasing to Him in the manner pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to leave off the actions that are not pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is al-fiqh. To have understanding of the religion. The word al-fiqh, it means fahm, understanding, generally. Al-fiqh huwa al-fahm. والمراد هنا الفقه في الدين, understanding in the religion. This is the general meaning of the word fiqh, understanding in the religion. وأكبر وأهم الفقه هو فقه العقيدة والإيمان والتوحيد. The greatest understanding in the deen is the understanding with regards to the proper creed and the proper belief. And we find that some of the ulama, they used to call the understanding of al-tawheed and the understanding of iman al-fiqh al-akbar, the major fiqh. Because without this understanding, then the rest of the deeds will not be accepted. The one that has a corrupt creed or belief, na'udhu billah, then his actions likewise will follow behind the creed and belief that is in his heart. But after an individual learns the proper creed and the proper belief, and he learns the tawheed of his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he learns the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from his tawheed with regards to his rububiyyah wal asma'i wa sifat and his uluhiyyah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he learns what is obligatory for him to believe in, from the affairs of the belief in the angels, and the messengers and the books, and the last day, and that which is related to that. And his creed is correct with regards to the belief and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other affairs that it's obligatory to believe in. At this time he must start applying this belief. And this is where the second type of fiqh comes in. fiqh, al-ibadat, wal-mu'amalat, the understanding of how to perform the acts of worship and the transactions in a manner that is legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ulama of the ummah, they have given great care and concern to both aspects, clarifying the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of iman and the true and correct creed and mu'taqad and belief, and likewise clarifying the correct and proper way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to apply that iman. Because from the tawheed of Allah azza wa jal, we have understood in previous classes together, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, that there are affairs that are considered مُكَمِّلَات لِلْتَوْحِيد, أَدَاءَ الْوَاجِبَات, فِعْلَ الْأَوَامِرِ وَتَرْكِ النَّوَاهِي. These are from the rights. حُقُوقِ التَوْحِيد وَمُكَمِّلَات التَوْحِيد, from the rights of tawheed. And from the affairs that will complete one's tawheed is to perform the commandments that Allah has commandment and stay away from the prohibitions. So then likewise, just as important as it is to learn the proper creed, after that one must also learn the proper understanding of how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He sent us a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal, He sent us a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to clarify for us the proper creed, and likewise to clarify for us the manner in which to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-fiqh, it means al-fahm, understanding. Fiqhu, al-fiqhu fi al-deen, understanding in the religion. It's been narrated authentically from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has said, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين يفقه في الدين, that whoever Allah wants good for, He give him understanding in the religion. He will give him understanding in the religion. So then we see that the individual that Allah wants good for, he is the one who has understanding in his religion. He knows who his Lord is by his names and his attributes. He knows who his Lord is by his actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he knows how to worship him. And he knows his commandments and his prohibitions. He knows how to perform that which is obligatory upon him in one day and one night, specifically relating to himself. And he knows how to stay away from that which is displeasing to his Lord. مَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. This is a great narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, including in this narration, showing us the greatness of understanding in the religion. And that a person who wants good for himself, and he hopes that his Lord wants good for him, then he will strive to obtain an understanding in the religion. Because this is the sign for a person to know whether Allah wants good for somebody or not. Allah has made a sign for that. And it's called al-fiqh fi al-deen, understanding in the religion. The ulama, they mentioned that al-fiqh is different in levels. People are not the same with regards to their understanding in the religion. And from the lowest levels of having al-fiqh fi al-deen, or the lowest level of understanding, would be to know the ruling without the evidence. Somebody who knows that alcohol is haram, he knows for a fact that Allah has made alcohol haram. Haram. That He has made alcohol, al-khamr, haram. Haram Allah ta'ala, al-khamr. لا يعرف الدليل, لكنه يعرف الحكم. He doesn't know the evidence, but he knows the ruling. This person, he still has fiqh. Alhamdulillah. But this would be the lowest level of fiqh, that he has the ruling, but he doesn't know the proof, but he knows that the ruling is true and correct. He knows that salat is obligatory, for example, and fasting Ramadan is obligatory, but he doesn't know the proof for that. This one is still considered to have a fiqh, alhamdulillah. But better than that and higher than that is the one who has the fiqh. يَعْرِفُ الْحُكُمْ مَعْ دَلِيلِهِ وَهَذُهُ الْعِلْمِ. The one that is higher than that, this is the one that he knows the ruling and he knows the evidence. And this is the true knowledge that the ulama have mentioned. Al-ilmu ma'rifatu al-huda bi-dalilihi. That the true knowledge is to understand the guidance and the rulings that Allah has legislated with the evidence. This is the high status of the deen. Higher than that in fiqh, the ulama, they mentioned the one who is able to derive the rulings from the text. He knows the evidence, and he knows the dalil, and he is able to derive the rulings from the evidence. يَسْتَنْبِقُ الْأَحْكَامِ مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ, that he is able to derive from the text the ruling. This is a higher level. But the one who worships Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing the proper ruling, inshallah, his worship is correct. He knows that he must face the Qibla in Salat, for example. He doesn't know the evidence for that, but he knows that this is the ruling. Inshallah, his Salat is correct if he performs it properly. But greater than that and higher than that in virtue and in reward is the one who worships Allah Azza wa Jal with evidence. And he knows the proof. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in an authentic narration, he said, وَإِنَّ فَضْلَ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. Hadith is sahih in Sunan Abi Dawood, and other than that, from the books of the Sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that the virtue of the scholar or the person of knowledge over the devout worshipper is like that of the virtue of the full moon over the rest of the stars in the sky. We know that the stars in the sky are beautiful and they have beauty in themselves. Even they may bring some benefit to others by means of guidance, but compared to the moon it lights up the whole sky. And the beauty of the full moon is beauty, is beautiful in itself, and likewise it brings light to the rest of the people, benefiting itself and others. This is the case of the alim. Not necessarily this hadith is any first and foremost, of course, including any the great scholars of hadith, the great scholars of the sunnah, past and present. But likewise, the one who knows the ruling and applies it. This one is considered he's a alim, yeah, and that he knows the ruling, that he knows the evidence and he applies it. Then he has a portion of this term, al-alim. He's better than the one who is a devout worshipper. The one who knows the ruling and the evidence and he applies it and he worships Allah Azza wa Jal upon clarity and insight, he has a greater reward and he's more virtuous than the one who simply knows the ruling and he applies it. Both of them are correct, alhamdulillah, but a status above that, al-alim, al-alimu bil-hukum, al-aminu bi-ilmihi. Likewise, it's been narrated from the Salaf, for example, from Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 100, after the Hijrah, 100, after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned a great statement. He said, من يعبد الله بدون علم أو بغير علم كان ما أفسد أكثر مما أصلح أو كان مما يفسد أكثر مما يصلح. He would say, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the one who worships Allah without knowledge, then what he corrupts is more than what he rectifies. The one who worships Allah Azza wa Jal without knowledge, then he brings more corruption, harm, than he does good. Than he does good. And we can see that in these days, individuals who try to pray or go to Hajj or fast without knowledge, and then later they find themselves in a predicament, and they return asking, well, what happens if you did this, and what happens if you did that, and what happens if you did this? But if an individual, he would just take a little bit of time off from his busy schedule to learn the general rulings, what are the obligations upon him, then he will save himself from a lot of calamity and hardship. It's not permissible to pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla without knowledge. It's not permissible to fast without knowledge. Al-ibadah tawqifiyya, the acts of worship, they are tawqifiyya, I mean they must be performed with the text. A Muslim, he has to learn how to worship Allah. This is an obligation. The one who does not know how to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal in his day and in his night, then this one is falling short, because there is a type of knowledge that is obligatory. And then there is a type of knowledge that's obligatory upon everybody. And then there is a type of knowledge that is obligatory on some of the Muslims. مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا هُوَ فَرْضٌ كِفَائِي وَمِنْهُ مَا هُوَ فَرْضٌ عَيْنِي. How to pray, this is فَرْضْ عَيْنِ. عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. How to fast, this is an obligation upon every Muslim that is of the age, that is sane, to learn how to fast properly, to learn how to pray properly. This is an obligation. The one who falls short in this, he is sinning. He did not fulfill the commandment. Thus, he did not feel the right of Tawheed.